The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. No, you can't. Never mind. Aaron's not here. You can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Tyler Drew Scott, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also get us on the Twitch channel. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on Twitch, or go to Twitch and click on ESPN975.com. Missed the first hour? Pretty fun. Not a lot of sports there. Just kind of rolled with it. I did want to say I enjoyed listening to Josh's show today when Billy D called in.
That was good.
Yeah,
good conversation.
He's a very funny dude, man. And God, I've seen him perform I don't know how many times, but it was really cool to.
I like that the conversation stayed totally reasonable.
It did. I mean, good points, and that's what we need more of. And I really enjoyed that. Okay, so I promised you. Houston's 10 finalists for the Tastemaker Award for Best Brewery.
All right.
And I want opinions from both of you on these. And this is not in order, okay?
Okay. This is in no particular order?
Right.
Okay.
And I think we all agree these guys are really good. 11 Below is it the first one on the list.
All right. That's my closest to a local neighborhood brewery.
Big Mistake is the...
that's a good beer.
Yeah, I'd like to hear everybody's favorite beer
Big
from
Mistake,
each brewery.
Really good. I drank a few Little Snacks the other day. Those are really good pilsners.
Solid place, solid spot. And good people who work there, too.
Yeah, really good. Well, and almost all these guys are really good people. Eighth Wonder is number two on the list.
Okay.
My favorite is Barrel Age Rocket Fuel is terrific, but that... they've got pretty much the barrel aged stuff that they've done, which isn't much. I love so, and that is my neighborhood brewery. Well, one of them.
All right,
that's a 5-minute walk.
I haven't been out to Eighth Wonder.
Never.
No.
Ever?
Well, recently. Oh, okay. I think the last time was probably 2 years ago, maybe.
Well, I haven't been in 6 months.
Well, nobody has. Yeah.
Yeah. But Baylesson Brewing Company. I have not heard of these guys.
I've heard of them.
Rice Village.
I haven't had anything from them.
Very solid. It's a smaller place, though. But they do have, usually on Saturdays and Sundays, they have a guy doing barbecue, Koi Barbecue. And supposedly his stuff is really good.
All right.
See, that's why you're here, because I knew you would know all about this. I think we're all familiar with Brash Brewing Company.
Yeah, although, God, I mean, they've been open for like about, feels like maybe 10 minutes of this year. I don't know. Yeah.
They're on and off, or so far they have been this year. But I think the last time I went was their anniversary party last year.
Yeah, well, this is last year's best.
Okay.
So. Okay.
Buffalo Bayou.
I like Buffalo Bayou. I like, they've got a beautiful new facility.
Yeah,
it is. It really is awesome.
I have a feeling that might put them near the top for.
You know what I haven't had from them in a couple of years is Reindeer Tears.
Oh, they don't make that anymore. That was a one-off thing.
No, they did it for like 2 years in a row, but that sucks because that was one of my favorite all-time beers. Okay, so I haven't been to this one yet either. I'm sure one of you guys have. Great Heights Brewing Company.
I have. That is the brewery that's right across the street from where Brash used to be. Or not Brash, where Petrol Station used to be.
Oh, I have been there then. Yeah.
And
it's right next to that place with the volleyball courts. Wakefield.
Yeah, Wakefield Heights.
Yeah, we were doing a bike ride and I went there. Okay.
Yeah,
that was a good place.
They've got some solid beers, man.
I thoroughly enjoy that. I went there a couple weeks ago.
And it's when it's non-COVID times, it's a nice little atmosphere. I dig it.
Okay. Yeah, I'd forgotten that, but I've been there. It's really good. Holler is also on the list.
Okay. I've had some Holler beers, but I haven't been there.
I've been there once and liked it. Need to go again. It's one of those places that I think you need to visit a couple times and try a few more beers.
I like how they do things where everything just comes straight out of the tanks.
Yeah.
To the tap. So.
But yeah, it's one of those. It was a bike ride thing, and I didn't want to have too much beer because I had a lot more bike riding to do. But
also a location where there's a guy doing excellent barbecue. This guy named Eddie O's Barbecue does pop-ups there.
There you go.
This is so good to have him for this.
I mean, well, you remember, Buffalo Bayou used to be where Blood Brothers would do pop-ups, yeah, and now they've got their own spot and a really good spot.
Here's another one I'm very familiar with, Sigma Brewing Company.
I like Sigma a lot, too. I'm more into the big beers that they do than their probably their everyday beers.
Agreed.
But solid.
Yeah, was it? Well, I think I went there once when they released a beer to get you a couple and wound up walking out of there with like 10 for myself. But it's not too far from me. It's a really cool place, good people, and I like their stouts a lot. Spindle Tap is on the list.
Not surprised. That's kind of the new hot girl on the block. I shouldn't say. I mean, they've been around for a couple of years now, but they've kind of blown up. So I'm not surprised. Really, really good IPAs.
That you can get them in stores now and you don't have to worry about missing a release that sells out in seconds.
I don't think I've ever tried them, believe it or not. So I'm going to have to do that. So
go to your local HEB or whatever grocery store you frequent and get a six pack of Heavy Hands.
Heavy Hands is good.
Okay. I will do that. Yeah. So I need to try them in Baylesson because those are the two on the list that I haven't had before. And the last one on the list, and my personal favorite, True Anomaly.
Yeah, the good beers that I've had from them. I haven't been in the place, but I would like to go in there and check it out when it's not COVID time. But yeah, I've enjoyed.
Well, it's a good place, and I hope just maybe the Falcon 9's what put them over the top.
That must be it.
You got a mention in the article.
Yeah, so. I did get a mention in the article, but it's about them. Tom does a great job over there, and they're just good dudes, and they make really good beer, and they're not afraid to try things. And if you haven't had a chance, I highly recommend it. They've got, and AJ, they've got a lot of sours and things like that I think you would really like. I think I gave you one, but happy to see them on the list. Happy to see them get some recognition. And I know it's just an honor to be nominated, but that's who I'm rooting for.
Okay. I don't know what my favorite of these is.
I like so many of them. I mean, I like different things about each one.
I would say if I were to choose where I've spent the most of my my beer drinking dollars in the last year, it's probably, well, I mean, and I won't even mention Carbach because I know people will say, well, you speak for Carbach, so you think they should be on the list. But I do think Carbach should be on the list. Outside of those places, the places I go probably the most, I get a lot of beer from Ingenious, and I've been getting a lot of beer from Baba, which is Folscher, so I don't know if they would.
It should, I mean.
Which maybe they'll be on the 2020 nominees.
Although, I'm about to break up with Baba because it's a pain in the ass to get their beer. I'm not going to lie. It's too much work for me. I don't like that. But they've been doing good stuff. So, yeah, I've, of the ones on the list, I probably, 11 Below, Sigma, Spindle Tap, and Buffalo Bayou is probably what I've spent the most amount of time with.
I'm obviously biased towards the ones in my neighborhood, besides True Anomaly, Eighth Wonder, and Sigma. Under the Radar didn't get mentioned, but that's a place I like to go to. You mentioned Ingenious. They're not on the list, but that's a good place. That became our go-to before we'd fly anywhere. Not just when you and I went, but when the wife and I went somewhere. They make some really good beers. And Buffalo Bayou's always been really good. I'd like to see Carbach get a little more love on these things, but, I get it, I guess. So, anyway, not a bad list.
I'll tell you, I think Baba will be in the mix next year, but I think Urban South is going to come in strong next year, too.
Because when did they open up?
That's your buddy, right?
That's Dave. Yeah. Dave Ulmer. They opened up. They opened up like a week before Rona hit.
That's right.
Yeah, that's not great timing.
No, but you know what? They've done just fine with it. Because they sell all their, they just sell everything to go.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of places are doing. And the cool thing is, people are buying, yep. and that's good to see. But and obviously, I think there's some omissions, but there's also, like I said, there's a couple breweries that I just don't know enough about for me to say, oh, I'd put these guys in over them. But I think it's a pretty good list, and one of them will be crowned champion on August.
There can
6th.
Be only one
until next year.
Until next year, yeah. Then there can be so, another one.
Technically, then there can only be like 5 or 6 or 7. But yeah, it is. It's also a credit to how good the scene is now that we're talking about really good breweries that didn't get mentioned. So,
more importantly, Lamont says, "Is it me or does Tyler sound like the Dark Knight or Barry White?" Tyler, you apparently sound like Batman.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is cool.
Thanks.
Thanks for noticing, Lamont.
It might be like sinus issues that I've been having. Oh, okay. So I can't really.
It might be coronavirus. I won't kill you. Let's hope not. But I don't have to save you.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
No big deal. I'm sure Wayne Enterprises will come up with a cure. We're too busy spying on everyone. My guess is the dastardly Joker put something in the water.
Why so serious? Oh, man. I hadn't noticed that, but, and Justin, not even a mention for Ingenious. It's not about not a mention. It's who's on the list and who's not on the list. We mentioned Ingenious.
There is a new place. Have you been to that New Magnolia Brewing?
Nope.
They make some pretty good beer.
Okay.
They're over on TC Jester in like 24th.
There's a new brewery in Old Town Spring that I've been meaning to go to. It's like Excalibur Brewing or something like that.
I've heard that name, yeah.
But I haven't been out there yet. It's right next to Corkscrew, which makes it even more appealing for me. Sounds like a Saturday afternoon. Get a beef rib.
Yeah.
Drink some brew.
Sounds like a good plan, except you're not drinking right now.
That's true.
So you'll have to wait at least
a week. I'll just have to stick with the beef rib.
What's your time frame on this, the not drinking?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Just gonna go till.
So it's open ended, basically.
I'm going till I'm a little bit less fat is the plan.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm specifically aiming for the weekend. But if I decide like, okay, I'm gonna have something to drink tonight, then that means I'm taking one of those nights off.
Right.
So
now, at some point, in the next month or so, my wife and kids are gonna go to Oregon for a couple weeks. Me lucky? I'm not going.
Yeah, but you get rid of the family for a couple of weeks.
But it may be tough to stay, to go home and just drink water every night when it's just me.
No,
might be difficult.
I could go for a couple of weeks without the wife and dogs. She could take the dogs to Canada for a couple of weeks.
I'll still have the dogs. I'll still have the dogs. All right, I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. This is a family-owned company. They're open for business, and they're doing things safe. They're doing things the right way. They're making sure that their guys are safe, and they're making sure that you are safe, their installers are safe. But they've got the best quality siding and windows. They've got it all. And not only is it going to be great for the curb appeal of your house, it's going to be great for resale value. It's also going to save you a lot of money on your electric bills. Save up to 40% on your electric bills. How about that? And right now, the summer special is still going on. Free consultation. And then you'll get 30% off any window package or $2,500 off of all full siding jobs. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Give them a call today. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com. Allstate Siding and Windows.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And, I don't know what the limits are, like where, how far willing they already got, like, are any of the Galveston breweries eligible? Like Copperhead, is that eligible? I mean,
I don't know.
Because, you know, I like those guys a lot, too.
I think all of these are in Houston proper, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, they are.
So maybe even Spindletap, being in Humble, maybe they won't let that one fly.
Well, they're in there, so.
All right, I mean, Ingenious.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why
it, maybe that's why it is. But I'll reach out to Eric and find out.
Is Spindletap actually also in Houston
I'm
City
pretty,
Limits?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Too.
No.
They're far enough north, but
they're not outside the beltway. Though.
Got,
yeah, that's true.
What's the brewery in Conroe that I like so much, and I'm totally blanking.
B52.
They're not on there, so I wonder if that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
Usually Eric's listening, and he would just text me, but I guess he's not, so I'll find out. But that might have something to do with it too.
Yeah, they're all Houston proper addresses, so. No, well, yeah, I guess so. Even I was going to say 11 Below, but 11 Below's Houston proper.
Yeah, because it's up there by Whitmire's.
Yep. And
still a Houston address. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And are you excited for the MLS's back tournament starting tonight?
No.
Tyler, you? You used to do Soccer Matters.
I used to produce, yes. I wasn't a frequent contributor to the show, though.
Yeah, I'm no interest in that either. So,
Lamont says, I may be wrong, but is this the longest time y'all have not visited Vegas? Do you miss it? I don't know if it's the longest time, but it's probably up there.
We actually went like a year and a half, and it was weird because we were there like three times in 4 weeks.
And then we got overkilled.
Yeah, and then it just there wasn't a fight there for a long time. And one of those during the three-time span, the fight wasn't even in Vegas. It was like in Macau. It was a Pacquiao fight.
Yeah.
And they still sent us out there for it, and it's like, not going to complain, but we should have just stayed there that whole month. But then after that, we didn't go for like a year and a half. And then we had once HBO kind of dropped out, we had about an eight-month gap there. And then we were going pretty regularly. And I think just the right amount before the Rona hit, we're probably going 4 or 5 times a year, which...
Yeah.
And then the plan was that, and then my, you know, one week there for the World Series of Poker, not necessarily the main event. That's enough Vegas for me. I don't want any more than that, but I don't miss it yet.
I especially don't miss it because I know right now it's not regular Vegas.
Yeah, although it might not be, it might be better with fewer people.
Maybe,
but I'm not ready to find out yet. I'm not ready to.
I don't want to go to Vegas right now.
Yeah. So. Right now, I just want to see. I want to be able to get back in my own bars here on a regular basis again. I want to start with that and then not have it stop because people are not following the rules. So, AJ, can you share any tips for a father getting away to Vegas when not work related?
I mean, I don't know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, if it's not work related, I mean, go do what everybody does in Vegas, gamble and.
Hookers.
And drink and don't have hookers. Avoid hookers. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
But yeah, gamble and booze. That's kind of Vegas.
I
found a couple good breweries in Vegas. Like there's so someone asked, have you had a bad brewery before? And there is there's one in
Vegas that's awful.
I want to say it's called Sin City Brewing.
That's it.
The one on the strip.
Yeah.
It is the worst. I went in and I got a flight. And actually they didn't, you know what? They didn't do flight. So they had 4 beers on tap. So I got a half pint of each one and I was with my wife and I tasted them. And, the guy walked into the back to get something and I dumped all 4 of them into the sink that was behind the bar and we paid our tab and left.
That it's funny because I can remember 3 times that I've dumped beer out in my life. One of them was there, and I managed to get through the first one and wasn't impressed. And the second one was so bad it was 2 sips and I dumped it. The other time was when we were at Wembley, and Eric and I were going all over the stadium just trying to find any beer that didn't suck. And we got this one stout, and we both took a couple sips out of it. And I go, "Are you going to be you going to make fun of me if I dump this out? And he goes, no, I was hoping you would say that. We wound up drinking.
Pretty sure I had the same stout as you, and I powered through that.
And we wound up just saying, you know what, screw it, we're drinking Budweiser.
Once you pay £8 for a beer, yeah, you just...
But it was, and it was funny because there were a couple of beers that were made there. And you know, you always want to try the local ones. And they were so awful. And the second one, I managed to get halfway through. And finally, I just gave up and said, you know, I'm just drinking Budweiser. That's it. And the third one was in a brewery in Chicago, which had just opened. And, you know, there's some really good ones up there.
Oh, yeah. It's a good beer town.
But this was actually out in Schaumburg, you know, which, as the wife affectionately calls, not Chicago. But I can't remember what it was called, but it was the same thing. I went in there and got a flight, and there wasn't a single beer in the flight that I wanted to drink. It was just
That's how you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's a pretty good sign. But
if I sample all your wares and they all disappoint me,
yeah. But getting back to your Vegas thing, there's still an article on Sports Map. Just go Google, or not Google, but just go to search on Sports Map and look for Vegas for Degenerates. And I wrote that a couple of years ago, and it still holds up. It's basically everything we do when we're there. Now, I don't know what the scene is like right now. You know, I know that it's not quite the same, but again, it might be better with fewer people. That's my only complaint about Vegas, is there's too many people and there's too many pay-per-views in the casinos, which I really wish they would clean up. But other than that, you know, that's one thing I liked about staying at Bally's when I went out for the World Series. They really will not let the pay-per-views in the casino.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they actually have guys at the door, and if they suspect you, they'll stop you right there.
Boy, that's the worst. Imagine, like, you're not actually a hooker, and they say, oh, you can't come in because you're a hooker.
Well, I've seen that. It's like, oh, I've seen that. It's like, well, maybe you shouldn't dress that way then.
That's a bad Yelp review.
Well, but what they do is they ask for ID, and apparently they have a database there. If you've been busted at the casinos for that, you don't. They can stop you from coming in. But if they suspect you, they can stop you. But that I like that. I mean, that was a pleasant experience. But you can't keep them all out.
No.
Because
there's
some are going to just got a message that says Sin City's closed permanently.
Oh, well, that's good.
It says Banger Brewing in downtown Vegas is not bad.
Banger is good.
Yeah, Banger's good. We've had that. But the one thing I miss about the Monte Carlo is I used to have that great beer place. And then right before they closed,
started to go downhill.
Yeah, like because they got rid of all their cask stuff.
Yeah.
Because we'd go in there and look at that cask list, and there was stuff you couldn't get anywhere. And it was awesome. And then the first they got rid of that, and then they got rid of the whole Monte Carlo.
Well, and they got rid of that guy that was working there, too, yeah. The Asian guy or Hawaiian guy that was, I mean, that dude would hook you up with some good stuff.
Yeah. What was the beer place? What was that place called? Is that the same place we're thinking of? Something House?
Beer House is the new one.
Beer House is the new one in Park MGM.
Yeah, and it's pretty good. It's not as good as this place was, and it was
the one like the every time that I've gone there twice. They're always out of like the first three beers that I want, and I'm like, give me an updated list at least.
I think part of it is where they're located, and everybody goes there before they go to anything at T-Mobile.
Yeah, and I think we were there one time when they were doing weigh-ins outside.
Yeah, and it'll turn it over fast. But yeah, the guy at Monte Carlo, we went there so damn much, and that was one of those stretches when we were going a lot. We'd show up, and he'd just hand us the cask list and then tell us the stuff that wasn't on the cask list.
It was called the Pub at Monte Carlo.
Yeah, the Pub at Monte Carlo, now defunct. But there's not really another place like that on the Strip that I'm aware of. And
there really should be.
Yeah, like Public House and Venetian has a bunch of good beers,
yep.
But really, Beer House is the only other one. And well, you know what? I take that back. I mean, it's not as good as it used to be, but Burger Bar still has a really good beer selection to go with their burgers.
But you're right; it's not as good as it used to be.
Yeah, because same thing. They used to have a really extensive cast list, and now you go in there, it's like two or three. But they still have Kobe beef burgers, so it's worth
makes
going.
Up for a lot of things.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You see, I have a pain that's in my side.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Corey Princess said, heading to Vegas Friday. I'll let you know how it is. Cool. Please report back. You know, I haven't even talked to any of my friends in Vegas. You know, it's and then my best friends in Vegas all moved back, so I don't have... I haven't been checking in with anybody there. Mainly, I've been just checking in with people here to make sure they're still alive. Because, you know, but I'm curious because, there's so many little things. Like we mentioned the guy that I wish we could figure out where he is now that was at the pub at Monte Carlo. But it's like the same horse racing tellers that I see every yep. time I go to MGM. That in the little bar behind the MGM Sportsbook. There's this guy, Danny, who's been a bartender there since I was going in the mid 90s that recognizes me every time I come in and always gives me a free drink before I even make a bet. I worry about all those people and whether or not they still have jobs. The lady who works at the sports and race book at Excalibur, who cashed a really big, IRS ticket for me and didn't make me have my Social Security card because I had it stolen. So
well, that's nice of her.
You just had to write your number down, but she made it seem like it was a big deal, so I appreciate her for that. And then that one teller, one dealer at Excalibur that's always there, that lady who's really friendly.
No, she's not friendly.
No, you're thinking of the other lady. There's the one friendly lady with the short hair.
I'm talking about the butch poker lady.
No, that's she's mean.
Yeah, she's a mean lady.
But the other one's really friendly. When was the last time you talked to RJ? I haven't checked in with RJ since before the Rona.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't either, and I probably need to. I'll give RJ a call this week.
Yeah, because I didn't talk to him when I did the Belmont thing. So anyway, 713-780-ESPN's the number. Excuse me, Rona. But so where do you want to go? I got all kinds of non-sportsy stuff. Do you want uplifting? Do you want disgusting.
Let's start with something uplifting,
because
it seems like a good place to start.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to dig for uplifting, but
I thought you had something.
Well, like I was kind of hoping. I was hoping you would go for disgusting or stupid, because those are easy. I got a bunch of those, but I'm trying to. I don't really have uplifting. Beer was the most uplifting thing I had. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, let's try something disgusting.
Then. Okay, something disgusting. How about this? Where do you stand on Starbucks these days? Because it seems like almost every week we're hearing somebody writing something offensive on the.
No one has ever wrote something offensive on my cup at Starbucks. I mean, listen, the truth is when I have time to sit down and go to a real coffee. Like if I can go to Blacksmith Coffee down in Montrose, which I think is a great little coffee shop. Their coffee's so much better. It's delicious. But the truth is I don't always have time for that.
Right.
So I find myself driving through Starbucks sometimes. And the coffee's nothing special, but it's convenient.
Yeah.
And it's nice and expensive. That's just the way I like it.
I don't want to say I'm out on Starbucks, but we've got really three really good coffee places in the neighborhood that are convenient for me to go pop in.
Right.
And the coffee's so much better. And then we buy coffee from them and I make my own.
Okay.
So I really don't need Starbucks in my life, but a Starbucks server, which is employed by Target. It's one of those Starbucks that's in a Target. A girl named Aisha went in, and she's Muslim. And basically, you know how they write names and stuff on there?
Mm-hmm.
The barista wrote ISIS on there.
Now, do you think Aisha and ISIS may have sounded the same to her?
No, I don't think so. Aisha is actually how her name is pronounced.
Aisha. Aisha ISIS. Yeah. Like, sometimes I try and give benefit of the doubt on these things. I mean,
why wouldn't Starbucks just, like, have in their protocol, if you don't understand a name, ask them to spell it?
Well, okay.
That's what we ask our interns to do.
Right, but why do we need our names on a bleeping coffee cup anyway?
Also that. Just give them a number.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Just call my name. I don't need you to write it on there. It's on the receipt. I
mean, if a bunch of things are done at the same time, you want to know which one is yours.
Yeah, but that's simple. It's just like going to McDonald's. Or you go to any place where they give a number.
I feel like the number system is the real solution to this problem, rather than names.
Yeah, somebody said I never give my real name. I probably wouldn't either because I don't need my name on a cup.
Yeah, I usually say Carlos or something like that, and you know, something that'll make people, oh, really? Okay.
My dad would always say Elvis whenever they're. He does it at Starbucks too, but like anytime you're on a wait list, they need to call out your name. You just put Elvis.
I think I'll go with Mr. Punjab.
Clever.
I'm going to be Mr. Punjab.
Mr. Pungent?
Punjab.
You go with
Punjab. Okay. Because yeah. If they would maybe say Mr. Pungent, and you would be offended.
Yeah, exactly. And then I could have
That's
a story.
Not my name.
Me. Yeah. Punjab!
I know you put pungent just because you think I'm smelly.
Somebody says, conspiracy theory, Starbucks misspelled the names on purpose for the pub. Yeah, but you know what? I mean,
does Starbucks need pub?
Well,
and do they want more pub of misspelling names?
When was the last time they had positive publicity? Starbucks has been in the news for all the wrong reasons for a long time. Plus, our coffee ain't that great.
Well, Starbucks is always in the, like, their biggest thing that they were in the news for was there were people who were split on whether or not to be mad about it. It's when they just put it in the red cup instead of the Merry Christmas cups.
Yeah.
And people were livid about it. I mean.
Even with the whole Black Lives Matter stuff, they told their employees that they couldn't wear any, like, signage or anything with Black Lives Matter on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's not the progressive company that they pretend to be. Patton 409 says maybe she was referring to the Egyptian goddess. Yeah, well, guess what? I hate that people call those guys ISIS because that's a cool-ass name. And when I think of ISIS, yes, I think of the goddess and I think of Archer.
Oh, that's not the first thing I think of.
But I don't think of those guys. And they don't deserve that name. And we should call them what they are, which is a bunch of terrorists.
There's also a good metal band named ISIS. But
I bet they changed that name.
They are defunct now.
Oh.
Because of the real ISIS.
Hmm.
They're defunct because of the real ISIS?
ISIS blew them up?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because
you had me scared there for a second.
It's the whole reason why like anthrax fell off.
Right.
Because of anthrax.
Well, that's why Lady Antebellum became Lady A. Because,
that's true.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Essentially, they got canceled.
They were getting so much bad pub as Lady Antebellum, which, in fact, no one knew was racist until they said, hey, we're changing our name.
Until somebody actually Googled Antebellum.
No, I don't think anyone Googled. I think they Googled themselves. And then I looked at it and I was like, wait. Is that even racist? Can you cancel yourself over like not even doing something racist? Like Dixie Chicks. Okay. You want to go with that? You want to say that's racist? All right. I mean.
I was really disappointed to see that White Lives Matter band have to break up for the same reason. So let's try. Is that? I can't read the name.
That is Ramen.
All right. What's up, Ramen?
Ramen. It's Raymond.
Raymond.
Oh, right.
Okay. Don't blame us. That's the name on there.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
So you guys were looking for something positive. I've been trying to do it all day, and I found something. On ABC7, this guy, he's an ex-college football player, ex-Marine, retired. Apartment was on fire, and the mom was trying to throw the three-year-old out the balcony from, like, three stories high.
Michael Jackson got in a lot of trouble for that.
This dude ran and jumped and caught the kid straight in his arms and saved the kid. I thought that was pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome. But my question is, who thinks it's a good idea if your house is on fire to throw your baby out the third story window.
Well, if you're about to burn up and you got no other choice.
Well, it's a third floor of an apartment.
Okay.
I'm watching the video right now. I'll tag you in it so you can investigate for yourself.
So obviously it wasn't Will Fuller making the catch.
Oh no.
Okay. Just checking. See, I can't go a day without slamming the Texans for something.
I don't know what it is with you.
No, I'm a homer though. Don't forget. Never forget.
I always say nice things.
Yeah, somebody says the mom died in the fire. So save the kid's life.
Well, I mean, luckily she did. Otherwise she would have just thrown it out the window.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to win this one, AJ.
Woman
saves her kid's life by throwing him out and burns to death. I don't think the jokes are going to work, pal.
She didn't save his life.
She did.
The Marine guy did.
No, she threw him out there so the guy could catch him.
He said that he didn't even know the baby was coming. He just saw it fly out the window.
There was a guy.
Watch the video. Don't joke about it.
Oh, so he was down there waiting?
No, he came in.
Yeah, he saw it.
And caught the baby.
They were looking up to see what happened. Obviously, she was yelling.
Yeah.
Okay.
The guy who was waiting to catch the baby.
The
baby got intercepted from that guy.
Raymond made it sound like there was a guy walking down the street and a baby goes flying out the window and he just ran out and grabbed it.
No. That's not what it is. And I'm trying desperately to save you from making jokes.
You don't need it. I'm not making a joke.
You were going that
No,
way.
You're trying to say I'm making a joke. I'm really not. I misunderstood the situation. Okay. That's different than making a joke.
Well, you were making a joke about something you misunderstood then. That's fair.
No, I wasn't. I was saying, I mean, if she really just threw her baby out the window, that's not a way.
I know, and we were telling you that's not what happened.
Okay, well, whatever. I'm not worried about being canceled over misunderstanding a story. You don't need to protect me.
I know, but I'm looking at it while you're saying this stuff, and I was like, that's not what happened. So, just trying to help.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, all right, let's take a break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Late hits, Patrick Creighton, Jason Braddock up at 7. And I think in the next hour and 15 minutes, we have to find a way to piss off Jason and Patrick again so that they have their first hour of their show taken care of like they did the other night. And a Hall of Fame, Booker T, Brad Gilmore, 9 o'clock tonight.
So now that I've seen the video, I do see that there was some dude who looked like he didn't seem committed to catching the baby.
Yeah.
And I think the other guy was like, okay, this guy's not going to catch this baby. So he came diving in. So it is a good thing. My bigger question then becomes, why didn't the lady who threw the baby out the window jump next? And maybe an even bigger question is, why did the two other people that were still standing at the bottom?
Three. There was a girl, too. They all left.
Well, I'm saying, the one guy carried the baby away. That makes sense.
Yeah, but all three of them left.
But the other two people they were like, oh, well, we didn't catch that baby. Guess we can get out of here now. And apparently the lady died?
That's what they're saying.
I don't know. Seems like maybe there could have been better effort on all sides.
Well, obviously, if you try to jump to the one below it and catch that and then catch the next one, I think the worst thing that happens, you break a leg or something.
Yeah.
Unless you flip and land on your head and then you're dead.
But, and Giants Bane points out that you did make a Will Fuller joke.
It's not the same as joking about a dead woman.
I mean, I didn't know there was a dead woman even.
All I was telling you was to drop it.
I thought you were telling the guy who caught the baby to drop it. That wouldn't be funny, Fred.
Well, okay. Let's do this Haddock Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day. The Haddock Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. Have you been following the Johnny Depp Amber Heard divorce?
I have.
Did you see what his reasoning for divorcing her was?
I saw that that was the final straw.
I got to tell you, I'm with him on this. I don't care how hot you are. If you do this, you're gone.
I heard Joel and Nick talking about this yesterday, and apparently Nick thinks that's like a forgivable thing to him. He's like, you know what? I could probably look past it. Nick, she's hot enough.
Nick's desperate. I don't care how hot you are. There's certain things if you do. Like, who's the hot chick from Ghost Rider that chews her toenails that... I can't remember. I always blank on her name.
From the like the Ghost Rider movie?
Yeah, yeah. You'll know who I'm talking about. Eva Mendez.
Eva Mendez.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, she chews her toenails. To me, that's it. You're out.
Really?
Yeah. I don't care how hot you are. You're not putting your mouth on me if you've been chewing your own toenails. Gross.
I feel like I could get past it.
Mm, you know, again, we all have standards. They're all different. And, Johnny Depp said his wife is a narcissistic sociopath, which, shocker, she's a hot woman. She attacked him. He denies ever hitting her. But he decided to divorce her when she defecated in their bed.
But she said she did that as a joke.
I don't care if it's a joke or not. Hmm. You don't poop in your bed.
What if she said it was an accident?
That's one thing if she's sick or something like that. But if it's like, oh, I thought it'd be funny if I pooped in our bed. See ya. I don't care how hot you are. You're out. Gone. So. Fetcher's out our jeweler's gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Fetcher jeweler gem of the day.
Chandra wants to weigh in on cancel culture. Let's see where this takes us.
Hello, Chandra.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I was already offended by the intern when he asked me my name. I said Shannon, and he spelt it back sinning, but good try on that.
That's a okay. Starbucks that's, moment. That Who's is our intern today?
Yeah, that's 0-for-2, intern.
Jeff today.
Who is it?
Jeff.
Jeff, come on.
Shannon and Beaumont.
Jeff's experience, too.
All right, so let me get to this real quick. Deshaun Jackson. I'm sure you guys have been following it. Boy, he's apologizing big time because he don't want to lose his contract. I guess my point on the matter is the cancel culture that's going on. I was wondering if Fred was incredibly worried about his Ron Jeremy head he's got on his lower back. I'll hang up and listen.
You have a Ron Jeremy tramp stamp?
I do not. I don't know where
Fred got that removed, yeah. Shannon.
I do have a, well, okay, maybe I have to admit to this. I do have a Ron Jeremy penis extension.
Oh.
Should I get rid of that? I mean, it is signed.
I'd hold on to it in case he gets uncanceled.
I wish somebody else would.
Lamont says, so Johnny Depp is divorcing a person for being a weirdo. I hate 2020. I don't know. I think that she, like, they're not in a divorce trial right now. They're in a slander trial because
this sounds like a little more than being a weirdo. It sounds like both of them.
She accused him of beating her, and he took her to court over it. So I don't know exactly where they're at on it, but it ain't pretty right now, certainly.
2-1 says, I bleep myself before. For sure can forgive a woman for bleeping on themselves. Any grown man who says they haven't is a liar. No, that's not the same thing. Everybody's done that. It's happened to every one of us. That's not a big deal.
But when doing it on purpose.
Doing
is
it
the
on
issue.
Purpose in your own bed? That you got issues, man. The only time that's ever funny is
that's hot.
The there was an episode of Always Sunny where Danny DeVito did that. Mm-hmm. And he just said poop's funny, and that was the whole joke. That was pretty funny. But
I mean, poop is funny.
But not for real in your own bed. On a TV show like that, it's okay. But somebody says Amber Heard's an abusive psycho. She admitted to punching him. Yeah, I'm sorry. I have my limits. And to quote RoboCop, buddy, you just crossed the line.
There's a tweet that I'm reading, and it said before Amber Heard cut off Johnny Depp's finger with a bottle, he hid inside the bathrooms in their house to avoid her wrath.
Oh, boy.
At one point, he sat on the floor for 45 minutes and begged her to stop verbally abusing him.
Okay, that's a bit... Stop being mean to me.
Yeah, that's another thing. If you're a man in 2020 and you're sitting on the floor crying because your wife is verbally abusing you, that's I don't feel bad for you.
But having your finger cut off by a bottle.
Okay, that's
not great.
No, that I'm against, but I name any man who hasn't had his wife scream at him. I noticed crickets there.
Yeah.
Somebody says, what a dumb call. Ron Jeremy is not cancel culture, dumbass. Boy, I guess you missed that story.
Oh, yeah. Ron Jeremy's, he's going to be canceled. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. You might want to go Google.
You may want to Google Ron Jeremy sexual assault.
Yep.
That may.
Yep.
Should I go back on my timeline and delete the picture I have of me and Ron Jeremy?
No, because as long as you do it beforehand, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I have a picture of me and Michael Jackson when I was 6, and that's okay.
Okay.
Where is his hand in that picture?
In my pocket?
Okay.
Is that weird?
No. I'm sure it's perfectly natural. Hey, we're talking the beer stuff earlier. My buddy Chris at beerchronicle.com says they've got their annual most valuable brewery voting going on right now, so you can go to beerchronicle.com.
I was
going to
bring that up, actually. Baba is, I think, Baba and No Label are leading that.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. So, yeah, if you have a favorite.
Boy, No Label has the most loyal, like, hardcore fan base of maybe I would say of maybe any brewery.
Speaking of No Label, ran into Abel
at, how's he doing
at that new Magnolia brewery a few weeks ago. He's doing good. He's looking slim.
Oh yeah,
lost a lot of weight. Yeah,
yeah. I haven't seen Abel in forever, and it's like right before the Rona, we had something going on that I was going to invite him and Lisa to, and then Rona happened, and yeah, whatever. One of these days. So somebody says couldn't have been her. Girls don't poop. Yeah. All right. But yeah, it's beerchronicle.com and a pretty cool site. And a lot of stuff we talk about on the show, they have on their website. So they're worth checking out. And used to do some stuff with them when we had Houston Sports and stuff. Used to run a lot of their articles. So go and check them out. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And man. Yeah, you know, I've been going through and like I do show prep every day and I keep the stuff that I hope we might get to at some point. And it's gotten now where I've got so many damn things on here that I can barely find the things that I remember I wanted to talk about. So like, I'm going to have to redo this somehow, just like start from scratch. Because I always just put, we don't actually ever do this, but just a little inside thing. I put like 4 or 5 stories per segment. That in a world where if I had to do this by myself, I could go to them, right? So I always know that we have enough content. And I know AJ brings a bunch of content, and so I don't have to worry about it. But then I keep adding stuff every day, and there's a bunch of things that are like, oh, I missed out on that. I wanted to get to that, never did. And now I'm looking at it, and I have like probably 12 things for every segment, and it's just too much because now I'm having to go through and look for what I want to talk about.
I mean, we've got an hour left of show, so
I know. I
talk about whatever you want.
Well, I don't really
want. I had a topic that I wanted to discuss today, and then when as showtime got nearer and nearer, I decided it's not worth it.
What trouble are you going to get into now? You're going to
piss
off
trouble. It's
Charlie
just,
Daniels folks again.
No, it's just kind of a political conversation. That's just it's the juice ain't worth the squeeze. I don't think.
Well, I'll tell you what. Bring it up. And then I'll
tell you about it in the break.
Okay, that's fair enough.
And I mean, I'm almost certain you'll agree with me that it's not worth talking about on the radio.
Somebody says, Tyler, honest truth, as sensitive as these people are now in days, you might want to delete that picture with you and Ron Jeremy. You're kind of a public figure.
Yeah, Tyler, you've become very famous.
Honestly, yeah, I don't know about these things because
looking back at it, I probably should because it's like it's a selfie and selfies are dumb.
Well, we have pictures on our social media of us with Mike Tyson, who was a rapist.
That is also true.
Is that should we?
Well, I also have a picture of us with Bubbles from The Wire, who was a heroin addict.
As an actor, he was acting like a heroin addict.
Oh. Well, and he also
he might have been one in real life. I don't know.
You remember when he poisoned that kid that was working for him, even though it was on accident? He still killed that kid.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
we can't forget that.
Well, Kevin Costner's killed people in the movies. We have pictures.
I saw that. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. This is now I'm gonna have to go back and rethink my entire life.
Yeah.
Dana White's making guys fight on an island.
That's true. And very dangerous, I think.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think it's that dangerous. You know, a really interesting thing that came up today was that Masvidal has got to have the craziest mix of fight venues of any fighter who's ever fought. So remember, George Masvidal used to fight in backyards and like boat yards with Kimbo Slice. He fought for Bodog. He fought in Costa Rica. He fought at the Playboy Mansion in Strikeforce. He fought at a fight for the troops at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, so on a military base, and now he's fighting on Fight Island. That's a pretty, I mean, that's a pretty odd blend of places to have professional fights.
Yeah, that means you're well-traveled.
Yeah.
Was it?
I don't know if he ever fought in a dance hall in Louisiana. I don't know if he's that hard.
Wasn't it Andrew who always had to go fight in somebody else's country?
Was yeah.
Yeah. Fight a Brazilian in Brazil, like, Canadian in Canada.
But he liked the travel. He didn't care. Yeah. All right, guys, I got to tell you about TGS. TGS Insurance, one of the fastest growing insurance agencies in the entire state. Why? Because they made it easy, and they're actually saving people money. All you got to do is send a text message. That's how easy it is. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. Reply back. You'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings, they are legit. They've got a nearly perfect online rating. They've got over 1,000 reviews. The average customer saves nearly $900 a year. I actually saved even more than that. Here's the great thing. You don't have to give up any coverage. So you could, and listen, not everybody's going to save money. You know, there's some people who are going to save less than 900. Some people are going to save more than 900. Some people might not save at all. But what's the harm in trying? There's nothing to lose, guys. They're open right now. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS Insurance.
ESPN 97.5.